Health news headlines are presented in part by the Marion University College of Osteopathic Medicine in Indianapolis.
I'm Jill Dittmeyer with this week's health news headlines. This week, the American Association for the Study of Liver Disease heard about a new three-drug treatment that has a cure rate of 97% for hepatitis C. Before, the typical treatment for hep C has been a liver transplant. But Dr. Paul Kuo, who presented the new study, recently told us here on Sound Medicine that the new protocol is a breakthrough that will save lives and millions of dollars.
I think you're going to change the face of what we see with liver cancer because I think the cases gradually will go down. Transplantation is going to change because we're going to be curing the hepatitis C. So I think overall, from a global health perspective, this is going to really help the healthcare community that we all practice in.
It turns out that having access to the HPV vaccine makes a difference in cervical cancer rates. In a new study presented this week to the American Association for Cancer Research, teenage girls who live in states that offer the HPV vaccine have significantly lower rate of cervical cancer than girls who live in states that don't. A new pocket of Ebola virus has shown up in the West African nation of Mali, with three deaths reported there this week. The World Health Organization is monitoring dozens of hospital employees and family members after the virus killed a man, a friend who visited him, and the nurse who cared for him. And a not-so-deadly virus also made news this week, one that makes you dumber. Researchers were testing throat cultures in healthy patients for another experiment when they discovered something they dubbed the stupidity virus. Some 44% of people who tested positive for the virus performed 7 to 9 points lower on a variety of IQ tests. Then they injected the same virus into mice, who then seemed confused by mazes they used to get through easily. Not surprisingly, the researchers say they need to keep studying this one. Reporting for Sound Medicine News, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.